Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of Packers, caught up a little earlier with James Jones. Now with the NFL Network and another guy that's got a ring, another guy that's been in that locker room, another guy that's got a perspective on the Green Bay Packers. So I had a chance to chat with him. Take a listen to James Jones. How you been?
What's going on, man? I've been good.
You tired yet?
A little bit. I'm getting there.
Where to have you?
I actually took a nap today, though, man. Slept through all the production meetings and everything.
Hey, you know, let me ask you this. So we're sitting there today waiting for you guys to come out. So the NFL Network Media Day today.
Yeah.
So, and I knew you were coming down, so I didn't go over and talk to you. I talked to Mooch for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and watching this, and you guys all gather for your shot. Is Irvin always late, Michael Irvin?
24/7. Irv is always late. Irv always eating something when he come in there late. He always late. But, you know, you got that gold jacket, man. So, I mean, you could do that. You could do that stuff, man. But, you know, when you like me, man, you just, you know, make sure you're on time.
That's yeah? It. Yeah. So let's talk about the game here first. Give me your gut.
Let me adjust my headset for that one. my gut feeling, and this is honestly my gut feeling. If both teams play their best football, and that's always what I go off. If both teams go out there and play their best, I don't see how the Rams lose this game. If they play their best football. Patriots play their best. Rams play their best. I don't see how the Patriots beat the Rams.
You know what it's like for the first time to go to a Super Bowl,
yeah.
Your first experience there. Now, you guys won it.
Yeah.
But what did it take you for you to get rid of those butterflies?
I've been saying this kind of during the week, man. When Charles Woodson told us, because it was only three of them that played on in a Super Bowl when we went, and he told us, don't get too caught up in all the hype and who we playing and how many people they got in here and all that. Believe the tape. Watch the tape.
Right.
When you watch their defense on tape, can they stop you? You know what
right.
I mean? So all week we watching the tape and we're like, there's no way that this team can stop us. You
yeah.
know, like we just like the weapons. We're like, there's no way. We don't care if they got 27 people that have been on in the Super Bowl. There's no way this team can stop. And we got confidence all week from watching the tape. So once we came to do the interviews, you know, the tape was in the back of your mind. Like, man, we finna kill these dudes.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it don't matter experience-wise and all that. I mean, they just came from a hostile environment last week in New Orleans. It ain't going to be like that. It'll be more Rams fans here. So the way they played, the way they responded back there, I think they're fine. So I think they'll be ready for the moment.
When you guys when your offense was cooking, because that offense, from all intents and purposes, hasn't changed a lot.
No.
And people say, well, why doesn't it work now?
Yeah.
Well, it was you
yeah.
and Donald
yeah.
and Greg and Jordy, and you go through that list, and then you had your Michael. You had a great protection, Chad.
Yeah.
And then when Mark went down, that's when Brian stepped right in.
Yeah.
You had that.
Yeah.
And then Jazz was your James Starks ran wild.
Yep.
So you had guys that I remember, and I'll never forget, Aaron said, I don't care on third down who I go to. I just look for the matchup. I don't care if it's third and one or third and 20.
And that's what we always used to tell people. You can run. Coach McCarthy's offense was always line up, play. They cannot stop us. We are better than them. You know? And we were.
Yeah.
If you line up and you say, okay, Darrell Revis is going to follow Greg Jennings, okay, well, we are going to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
One of us over here are going to have a big game. And I think now – you know, the chemistry wasn't there with the young guys. So, you know, that'll come. I think that'll be much better in year
two. Do
you
like the young guys they have?
Oh, I love them, man. I mean, just big frames. You know, they can run. You can see. I broke down some tape. They could get off the line of scrimmage, get off press coverage. So, I think once they come in and get the chemistry down with Aaron Rodgers, I think you're going to start to see that kind of offense. I mean, I know Mike is gone, but you'll see those type of weapons out there
right.
on the other side of Devontae Adams, which is good. But, I mean, when you had a third and fourth corner on myself, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, I mean, those are the matchups he's looking for because, I mean, we easily could have went to another team and possibly been a number one, number two wide receiver, and we was all on the same team.
Yeah.
And it's hard to stop that, but I think the young guys will come along. I think the chemistry will be better, and I think they'll have a very good offense next year.
I like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I love him downfield. We all know what Devontae can do and Geronimo can do. I love Equanimeous St. Brown over the middle. He reminds me a lot of Donald.
Big frame.
Big frame, can go across the middle, can take a hit.
Tough dude,
Jamon Moore is kind of the X factor in all of this. I've said it to him. I said, you should call James.
Yeah.
Because James had some problems early on with some drops.
I remember that big one
in Philly. I talked to you after that, and I said, so
my
tell me what you
My son was watching YouTube the other day. He said, Daddy, you dropped it. I said, I know, son. I said, I know, son. That's why you way better than Daddy, man.
Yeah. But I said if he gets it together, he's the one that's got all the talent
from
in the world.
And that's what I hear. From what I hear, he's probably the most talented one out there besides Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
So as long as he can – and as a receiver, when you drop balls, I mean, it's not that you don't know how to catch. It's mental.
Yeah.
You're thinking too much. So just get back to the basics. You know how to catch the football. Get out there. Just be yourself and catch the ball. But, you know, when you drop a couple – and it start eating up at your confidence and all that, I mean, that's when you start dropping more and more and more.
You know, when you get big time, you got people that wave over your shoulder. You got 1 minute, you got 2 minutes.
See,
I know James. We go way back, man. We've shared beverages and dinner and everything.
Like you said, make them wait, man. We all good. We're chilling. It's Super Bowl. We got all day.
Hey, real quick before I do let you go, though, do you like what they did in Green Bay and hiring Matt LaFleur?
I keep saying, time will tell us, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to sit there and say, okay, he'll get Aaron right. I mean, Aaron's special. Anybody could get Aaron right. So, you know, I think we're going to have to wait and see, man. Him put the product on the field. You know me, I'm a Mike guy. You know,
I know.
I love Coach Mike McCarthy, man. I'm always going to ride for Coach Mike McCarthy. I feel like the system he had in there, I mean, all the things that he accomplished in Green Bay, you know, I feel like he still should be our head coach, but I'm not in the building no more, so I don't know everything, all the ins and outs. But, you know, it's a wait and see. So I'm excited to talk to Aaron. He's excited about him. So, you know, it'll be a good one.
I need to let you go because last thing I want to do is be responsible for getting you fired.
Oh, no, man.
So, because, you know.
I'm blaming on you, man.
Yeah, okay.
I'm living in your basement, man. Just not right just not right now because it's negative 51. So
we need the kids with somebody else to play with. So, yeah, that'd be great. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.